Last Sunday evening, I dropped by my brother's house. I often do that when I need a free meal at night. And I was greeted by his wife, my sister-in-law, Leah. I walk in and she goes, "I want my money back." And I said, "What?" She said, "I'd heard that homily before. I feel ripped off. I want a new one." And I said, "Leah, I used one story last weekend. I'd used at a daily Mass before. But I said everybody who comes to Sunday Mass, they all need to hear the stories also." I said, "Leah, our Lord repeated himself over and over." I said, "You know, when you preach and you're preaching to different people, you're going to use the same material, right?" She goes, "I don't buy it next week, and I'm not putting a check in unless it's a new one." So that's my prelude to say, some of you may have heard this initial story, but I'm going to use a different application. It'll have a different application today. So 15 years ago, I was in a terrible car accident. Initially, my dad wasn't sure that I was going to live. I was in the hospital for 12 days in Austria, came home, took 3 months off school, had to recover. Well, after being home for a couple of months, I went into the hospital, and they took an x-ray to make sure everything was aligned and everything was okay. And the doctor shows us the x-ray, and he said, "You know, unfortunately, they missed a break." He said, your jaw's broken, and it needs to be realigned. Well, I've been through so much during those few months that my dad, he says, "Gosh, do we have to do that?" And he said, "Yeah, he's going to suffer a lot if you don't. And it's just going to get worse over time." So that was a Friday afternoon when we saw the x-rays. That weekend, we had our family rosary. And we had a bunch of families who would come over and we'd all pray together. And there were a lot of little kids. So one of the dads in this group, he says at the end of the rosary, he says, "Gosh, why don't we have all the kids pray over your son?" And my dad said, "Well, yeah, sure." And I was totally for it. You know, the prayers of little children, the power of their innocence. So all these little kids, there were like 15 of them, they all just reached out. And, there were 3-year-olds to like 10-year-olds. And they all reached out and put their hand on me, and they said a real simple prayer. We went back for another x-ray. And I still remember, I have it in my mind, holding up the two x-rays together. The break was gone. It was healed. It was a total miracle. From that time 15 years ago to today, you want to know how many times I've had people pray over me since? Zero. I receive a miracle when I'm prayed over, and I never have it done again. All the times I've been sick, gone to the hospital, until recently. I've been talking recently about different spiritual gifts. Well, last week, one of the daily readings, our Lord goes to Simon Peter's home, the home of his mother-in-law. And remember, his mother-in-law had a fever? And it says he rebuked the fever, and it left him. So I asked everyone at daily Mass, and I ask all of you today, how many times when your child or your grandchild or your spouse or your friend has had a fever, how many times have you rebuked the fever? Can anyone raise their hand? Oh, okay, I see one. Okay, how many Catholics, how many Christians, all of you are called to imitate Christ, and you try to do so in so many ways. You say, I try to carry my cross like our Lord did. I try to forgive as he forgave. I try to pray as he prayed. Why not rebuke fevers as he rebuked fevers? So on Friday, a couple of days ago, I had the afternoon and evening with my brother and one of my uncles. And we're going out to lunch. And on the way to lunch, I'm coming down with something. I start to get the chills. I know I've got a fever. And I'm like, oh man. And you know how you can tell when it's going to be a bad one? So I'm like, man, I leave tomorrow for France for a 12-day pilgrimage. And I'm thinking, this is the worst time for this. So we get to the restaurant, and I have to use the bathroom. Well, so does my brother. So we go to the bathroom, and we're walking back out. And I say, "Hey, Matt," I said, "will you do me a favor?" He goes, "Okay." I said, "Will you rebuke my fever?" He goes, "What?" I said, "Yeah, just, and I'm thinking, right, I preach every time, but am I practicing what I preach, right? I've just told everybody they ought to try this. So I said, "Yeah, Matt, do it." And I have to tell you, I was amazed at the way he prayed. I thought it was going to be some wimpy little like, "Oh, dear Lord, like, take the fever away." He prayed with confidence, and he prayed with authority. And he said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke this fever. And if there's any evil spirit that's causing it, I sever you from my brother, and I command you to leave." My brothers and sisters, it left. It left. And an hour later, I felt totally, totally fine. So what do we hear about today? Not just rebuking, but he lays his hands on a man and he's healed. This is something that's been almost entirely lost in the Catholic Church in the present day, at least in America. Now, I would recommend that you don't put your fingers in people's ears or touch their tongues, but our Lord gives us this example, and we're supposed to follow His example. And we've gotten to the point where it's like, okay, we just leave everything to the priests. And actually, most people don't even ask priests to pray over them unless they're in dire need. Most of the times I get calls to anoint someone, it's 5 minutes before they die. I'm thinking, man, why didn't you call me before you went to the hospital? Like, maybe our Lord would have worked a healing. But our Lord gives this example for everybody. A week ago, I was with a group of Protestant ministers, Protestant pastors. And it was kind of an ecumenical gathering. And it was so beautiful to see their faith, to see their confidence in our Lord. We prayed together. It was powerful and it was inspiring. And I remember one of the ladies in the group, she said, you know, gosh, Father, I want to share with you. We started a ministry of healing at my church. And there are miracles taking place. And she started to describe some of these things. You know, bones being realigned. She went on and on. And I'm sitting there listening to her and I go, okay, we've got everything they have and more. We've got the fullness of the faith. Why aren't we doing this in our churches? Why aren't we praying over other people? Do you ever? So, okay, in these recent months, talking about spiritual gifts, many parishioners have come to me and said, gosh, Father, I don't have any. I don't have a single spiritual gift. I have nothing to offer. I would say, when you've prayed over at least 7 people who are sick and none of them are healed, I'll believe you do not have the gift of healing. But you might pray over somebody and you might not heal them, but you might have the gift of prophecy. And as you're praying over them, all of a sudden you see something in your mind and it relates to an aspect of their life. Or you might receive a word of knowledge. And it's exactly what that person needs to hear. Or it might be that our Lord answers your prayers not because you have the gift of healing, but because you've got the gift of faith. And with that faith, you pray so powerfully that miracles are worked. Or it might not be healing. It might be, and I wonder this about my brother, maybe it's the gift of deliverance. The gift of exorcism where he says, if there's an evil spirit causing this, I command you to leave. Lay people can have that gift. Now, so what if you pray over 7 people? And it has to be at least 7 or I won't believe you. What if you pray over 7 people who are all sick and none of them are healed? Okay, if it happens once and a person's not healed, I actually had a little boy. He's 6 months old. His mom brought him to me a few months back. And he's deaf. Our Lord sets a deaf person free today. And this little boy, I prayed my heart out over him, and I really believed that he was going to be able to hear afterwards. And he was not cured. But it was so beautiful in and through that both myself and his mom realized, like it was like the Holy Spirit just let us know he's going to have a huge ministry in the deaf community. It is not God's will that he be healed because he's got something better, something else in store for him. That he would not be able to fulfill if he was healed. So there may be occasions where something doesn't work because it's not supposed to work. Because God's plan is bigger than we can understand. But we're never going to know what gifts we have unless we attempt to use them. And so when every one of you, and so none of you can leave here and not pray over somebody within the next few weeks. When you do and you ask for healing, I want you to believe with all your heart that you have the gift of healing and that whatever you pray is going to happen. Because if you don't pray in that way, then you're praying without confidence and you're praying without that belief that our Lord Jesus Christ lives in you, that His Holy Spirit abides in you, and so He can work powerfully in and through you. And He will if we take those steps of faith.